So the Tigers lineup is out for today's game as they get ready to take on Paul Skeens and the Pittsburgh Pirates today, which is kind of interesting. Jackson Jobe and Paul Skeens, two young pitchers that have a ton of upside. Skeens obviously has realized it quicker than Jobe has. He's very accomplished at college. First player taken in the draft for good reason. God, is he talented, and shows up on the scene a couple years ago.
And in my school in the national championship game.
Yeah. He's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And everybody's following him. And then, oh, by the way, oh, you're dating Livy Dunn. There you go. And, you know, everybody's seeing that. And he has this rookie of the year, and Cy Young season last year, everything, right? And, I mean, people were even here in Detroit were talking about Tigers should trade for Paul Skeens. I'm like, why on earth would Pittsburgh trade away Paul Skeens? They got the guy this young in his career. They have him under control for years. They don't have to worry about that. And now Paul Skeens has run into some trouble. He's not pitching as well.
He's got mechanics issues right now.
He's got all types of issues because he says it's mechanics, and yet he's not throwing the ball anywhere near as hard as he used to. Now, is that because of mechanics or something else going on? I don't know. But he's not the same that he was. He used to be this stalwart, get into the seventh inning, no problem. In the last couple of games, he's gone five innings, and four innings. He just doesn't have it like he used to. And it's a real problem. In the first month of the season, he was great. 1.62 ERA. Then the ERA jumped up to 2.87 in May. Then to 3.58 in June. 6.25 earned run average in July. And it's 10 innings, and he's given up four earned runs here in August. And he'll go against Jackson Jobe. It's going to be fun to watch. I think it was safe to say, and probably still is, even though he's had some bumps in the road this year, Paul Skeens is a star player, right? I think he's a star player. I don't think we're breaking new ground there. But the Tigers lineup, as I work my way down, Colt Keith is leading off, and he's the DH. Gleyber Torres at second base, hitting second. Kevin McGonigal, shortstop, hits third. Dylan Dingler's back in the game again, playing a catcher, hitting fourth, trying to get out of his slump. Brett Callahan, the rookie, hit his first home run of his career.
He's been fun, right?
Yeah, he's been a lot of fun. He's hitting fifth in right field, or I should say in left field. In right field, batting sixth is Zach McKinstry. And this was the moment where you sent your show sheet over, and I looked at this, and I'm like, okay, I'm curious. It's, somebody said this to you about Zach McKinstry? You overheard this?
Oh, right. I was watching a Twitter clip, and I'm trying to remember the source of it. But somebody I'm not familiar with seeing was sitting down with Zach McKinstry, and they referred to him as Tiger star Zach McKinstry. And I was just thinking to myself, okay, the word love is overused, must win is overused. How overused is the word star? If even just to compliment the player you're interviewing, you are throwing out star. Now, then again, he made the All-Star team last year, won a Silver Slugger for utility men. That's got to be one of the most forgiving All-Star game berths in the history of the All-Star game for Zach McKinstry to be named a star. And I found myself asking the question, what is a star and how many of them do the Tigers actually have? And here's where I landed. They have one, and it could be Riley Green, because my criteria is you got to do it for multiple years. I got to see what Kevin McGonigal is next year, what Dylan Dingler is next year, what Troy Melton is next year. It's trending in the right direction, but if you want that distinction, as Dennis Green would say, go ahead and crown their ass. I can't do that right now. I need consistency over a multi-year period. And then even with Riley Green, I was just sharing with you, ESPN didn't have him in their top 50 players. So as a star, a non-top 50 player. I either have one star on the Tigers or none right now.
Now, to be fair, ESPN had two Tigers in the top 15 on that list, but they don't meet your criteria because they've only done it for this year. Although you could argue Dingler did a little bit last year. He was the Gold Glove winning catcher. And then this year the offense has come, although he's in a slump right now. It's interesting. Look back at Zach McKinstry from last year. In April, he hit .338 last year in April. Got all that buzz. The Tigers got a ton of buzz as a team. Then he hit .200 in May. But then he hit 321 in June. So now that's 2 out of 3 months where he was lights out good. Then the voting gets shut down, and he's an all-star with injuries or whatever. He's in the all-star game. Hit 216 in July. Hit 233 in August. Hit 241 in September. And hit 172 in the postseason.
Oof.
You know, things calmed down significantly. This year, it's been a rough go for Zach McKinstry, but lately he has played well. In the month of August, he's hitting 304 with an 809 OPS. He has found his place, the plate, much better. Even in July, he hit 240, which isn't anything great, but it beats the hell out of hitting like 170 or whatever he was hitting before that. Just for, you know, more reference point on what Zach McKinstry's at. And no, he's not a star. Let me say that. He is not. He was actually an all-star last year, but he's not a star player. I've had my ups and downs watching him as a fan. I think he's a guy that fills out one of your last roster spots because he does have the versatility to play anywhere. He gives you everything he's got. He's got great speed on the paths. He takes first to third, and he has occasional pop. I don't dislike McKinstry. I dislike the situations where I'm seeing him play almost every day because I don't think he should play every day, but that's a whole other issue. When it comes to star players, it's interesting. I can't disagree that you have to do it for more than one season. You can't just be this flash in the pan guy. Now that we're into August and I'm seeing what Kevin McGonigal is doing, and when you see Kevin McGonigal comparisons, and you brought these up too, when you start making a Kevin McGonigal comparison, say he's the first player since blank to do blank, and the comparison is Ty Cobb or Al Kaline, you know, or pictures of black and white players, you know, the black and white photo you see. It's hard not to. When you look at his, I don't believe in the WAR stat as much as everybody else does. I think it's fine, but I think it overemphasizes some things and not enough for others, whatever. But if you buy into WAR, he's one of the top players in the American League. Is he a star as a rookie? I don't think he's a star yet. And I lean more towards what you said because he's got to do it for multiple years. Because he's a rookie, I'm probably penalizing more than anything else.
There's a reason the sophomore slump exists, right?
Yeah, and because he's playing, is he a shortstop? Is he a third baseman? What is he? Fair enough, but I think that does play against him. Dylan Dingler, on the other hand, won the Gold Glove last year. And this year, he's turned himself into the best catcher in baseball, even with the troubles he's had over the last, you know, 2 weeks of hitting the baseball. But he's a different story because he is the best player at his position, not just in the league, but in the game. Even if it's just this one season he's doing it, I think you can't ignore that's a pretty special season he's having. Whereas I could say McGonigal is not the best shortstop in the game, but McGonigal's having a hell of a year. So I think the Tigers, when it comes to your question, do they have stars? I think the answer is yes, but the question I have is it just one? We'll talk more about that next year on 97.1.